News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump marked 6 months back in office Sunday with a flurry of social media posts touting his record. CBS's Willie James Inman has been going through them.
The president referred to the United States as the hottest and most respected country anywhere in the world and called his presidency one of the most consequential periods of any president. Also on social media on Sunday, the president called for the Washington Commanders football team to change their name back to the Redskins, a term that has been criticized as racist by Native American groups.
Later, Trump threatened to block a deal for the Commanders to return to a stadium in Washington, D.C. unless they go back to their old name. He also called on the Cleveland Guardians baseball team to change back to the Cleveland Indians. At the six-month point, CBS's Jennifer DePinto has new polling on Trump's immigration policies.
Trump's deportation program had majority support from the public earlier this year, but today it does not. 59% approved of it in February, but that figure is 49% now. Most say the administration is not prioritizing dangerous criminals for deportation and is deporting more people than they expected.
A tragic story from Lake Michigan where a baby drowned and the mother is under investigation. Here's Chicago Odyssey reporter Mike Krauser.
The police marine unit recovered the baby's body.
No! Oh my God!
The 31-year-old mother was taken into custody. Police say they found her in the water. She was taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center for an evaluation. Police say this is a homicide investigation.
There's a light of bright red on the nation's weather maps with another round of sizzling heat and oppressive humidity on the way. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak looks ahead.
For the next couple of days, through at least the middle of the week, areas like Kansas City, St. Louis, we've got heat alerts, we've got watches, we've got warnings for temperatures in the 90s, but feels like temperatures between 100 and 110. So we're talking about a stretch of some very dangerous heat.
Flash flooding is possible Monday from Illinois to North Carolina with heavy rain on the way. On the east side of Detroit is Bertie's Book Nest. Founder Alice Hartman says the nonprofit group's mission is to end book deserts and to get books into the hands of teachers and students.
Having a love of reading and being able to be transported into other worlds and to use your imagination and creativity in those ways, that's what was so important to me.
Alice Hartman says she hopes to open up a second location on the west side of Detroit. Superman continues to top the box office charts in its second week in theaters, raking in over $57 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Famous Footwear has the latest styles from all my favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. And with over 830 stores, Famous Footwear is always nearby with fit experts to make sure my new shoes fit my feet and mom's budget. She says the prices are like really good, so you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Right now, buy one pair of shoes, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear store.
Some exclusions apply.
Hi, welcome to IKEA.
This is my college campus.
Correct, but I see you're on IKEA.com ordering some college items.
My daughter's room is pretty bare. We need a lamp, some comfy pillows, her favorite stuffy.
Dad!
With pickup options, we've got what you need to conveniently order IKEA. Literally anywhere.
Sweet, more time for gaming.
And studying. Wait, where are you going now?
Get IKEA whenever, wherever, however you want. Choose from thousands of pickup locations, affordable delivery options, and more.
Scottie Scheffler is the champion golfer of the year and one step closer now to the career Grand Slam.
American Scottie Scheffler won his first British Open at the 153rd iteration of golf's oldest tourney, four strokes ahead of Harris English.
Scottie Scheffler has his
Open Championship.
That from the Golf Channel. Fans at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland erupted as the 29-year-old sank his final putt for par and walked across the green to meet his wife and son. Scheffler went under 17 for the day, scoring 68 in Sunday's fourth round. It is his second major tournament win of 2025 after his dominant performance at this year's PGA Championship. Matt Piper, CBS News.
A federal court has ruled that a Mississippi law requiring social media users to verify their ages can go into effect. A tech industry group has pledged to continue challenging the law, arguing it infringes on users' right to privacy and free expression. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, a little hazy and smoky, lows around 66. Hazy, smoky to start your Monday, then sunshine and highs near 75. Mostly sunny, 81 on Tuesday. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the low 90s.
Right now, it's 62.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Good, good, good.
Memorial Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Church where a wedding has been, lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Thank you.
the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
No better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Get his pain.
sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer, yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer, yeah.
I'm a believer.
Over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
that so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. My ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Don't let them say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care. With you I can't be wrong. Then put your
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Yeah. over.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should spooky old woods alone. Oh, what big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have, they're sure to lure someone bad. So until you sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Set down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in,
listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Thank you.
best news on the hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says the territory has experienced its deadliest day for aid seekers in over 21 months of conflict. They say over 90 Palestinians were killed by Israeli military gunfire as they sought food aid. CBS's Lee Kinnery reports.
It's not just bullets they come up against. A stampede at a GHF location killed 20. The crush of thousands of people facing chronic food shortages. The United Nations say 2 million people are being starved.
The UN World Food Program's Rachel Cummings said their food convoy encountered crowds of hungry civilians who came under gunfire.
There's nowhere for people to go. There's nowhere safe in Gaza for people to move to. So the situation for my team and other humanitarian workers here is absolutely desperate.
A federal judge will hear arguments Monday on Harvard University's lawsuit against the federal government. This after the Trump administration froze federal research funds and grants. CBS News Boston reporter Samantha Cheney explains.
A federal district